the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
You're very welcome back to The Last Word. Danny McConnell of The Business Post sitting in for Matt. It's now time for The Last Word on the US, and I'm joined as always by Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown. Marion, let's start with Epstein. We can't avoid it. And we saw yesterday that Ghislaine Maxwell pled the fifth during that kind of mini hearing yesterday. We see the US Department of Justice accused of a cover-up after, you know, kind of over the files, etc. This thing just isn't going anywhere anytime soon, really, is it?
No, it's not, Danny. You know, I think that there were no surprises that Ghislaine Maxwell was going to plead the fifth, but the self-serving nature of her statement read out by her lawyer, I think, was quite shocking to many people, in which she said, yeah, give me clemency, you know, basically give me a pardon and I'll give you what you want. But also, by the way, Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong and nor did Bill Clinton. And it was just kind of shocking, but not surprising. And I think one of the things that people need to bear in mind is that, you know, the Department of Justice has said, okay, that's it. We're not delivering any more files. We've given you everything you're getting. It's been a total mess. It's 3.5 odd million that they have released under duress and way behind the legislation's requirements that they do it within 30 days. There's another 3 million that haven't even been looked at, that they're just not releasing with no excuse, no justification. Now, we have had some congressional leaders go and have a look, and they're saying that it's a mess, that there are redactions. We have now Jamie Ruskin and Tom Massey, a Republican, who's always been a bit of a you know, willing to buck the trend and has never made any secret of his loathing of Donald Trump. And he said he's going to name at least six of the men whose names are currently redacted in the files. So we'll see where that goes. But the point is that the Department of Justice credibility is utterly shot in its handling of this. Pam Bondi has no credibility. I understand she's going to be facing questioning on Capitol Hill. I doubt it will elicit anything new or truthful in any case. I think you're absolutely right that this is going to limp on. It's never going to be completely done with unless there's a really full and transparent reckoning. And I just don't see that happening anytime soon.
Cal, we saw revelations, further revelations emerge overnight that, you know, from the files showing the victims as young as 9 years old were involved with the sex trafficking operation. We know that the Clintons are due to testify later in the month. And we also hear calls from US lawmakers for Howard Lutnick to resign over his links to Jeffrey Epstein. From a Republican Party perspective, what's your take on all of this, and you know, what sort of pressure is Lutnick under?
Well, first, I think it's rather obvious that Maxwell is campaigning for clemency from President Trump. She said now, at least on two occasions of which I'm familiar, that neither President Trump nor Bill Clinton did anything wrong. Well, I guess it depends, to paraphrase Clinton, on what you mean by the meaning of wrong. I'd still like to know who that woman was in the hot tub picture. That was kind of interesting. But, you know, you can't expect the Clintons, as they've lied and dissembled before, to tell the truth. I think it's a waste of time to have them come and testify before Congress. But look, as Marion pointed out, there are millions of pages here, and there are a lot of people whose names appears in these things that haven't done anything wrong, apparently, and they're going to be smeared if their names are released. So I think a case can be made that the Justice Department is trying to guard against this. People who've not been charged of a crime, people who've not been convicted of a crime, that's only Jeffrey Epstein. Nobody else has been. Now you've got Howard Lutnick, the cabinet member, now saying, oh, yes, I did have lunch with Epstein one time. I didn't admit it before, but my wife and children and another couple and their children were with me. Well, as has been said, this is going to go on because Democrats are going to keep it going, and they think it's a good political weapon against the administration.
Is it proven to be an effective political weapon against, or is this just a tar on everybody's house, or a kind of a you know, stain on everybody's house?
Well, I think that, you know, people ought to be held accountable if they have done the wrong things. If they had engaged in underage sexual activity on Epstein Island or at his place in New York City, I think they should be brought to account. And I don't care whether they're Republicans or Democrats or whether they're members of the administration or what. Supposedly, no one is above the law. But let's get charges filed and let's have court sessions rather than just accusing people without any firm evidence. That's just not fair. Hmm. Look, if I had written a column after Epstein had been convicted of sex charges in Florida, if I'd said, I think he's a dirty, no-down rat, And maybe Epstein would have put my column or my name in his file. Now, if my name turned up in there, what would that mean? That I'd been there, that I knew him, that I had a relationship? Of course not. Mm. But it would sound like I'm tainted because my name appeared in his file. Yeah. And I think, at least in part, that's what we're dealing with.
Okay, let's move on. Marion, we see that Congress is bracing itself for a Department of Homeland Security shutdown over a funding row between Republicans and Democrats.
That's right, yeah. I mean, basically, what the Democrats want is they want that in future, if ICE is making arrests, they should do so on foot of judicial warrants. They want ICE to no longer cover their faces, these ICE agents who have been really terrifying citizens in towns, Democratic towns, in particular Minneapolis of late. And they want them to also have ID and to wear cameras. None of these requests are in any way unusual. All state police and other federal agents are required to do so. Something very similar. It seems ludicrous that ICE are allowed to engage in the sort of brutal tactics that we've seen, not just the shooting dead of two US citizens who were protesting, but the gassing of people, including small children, families. A six-month-old baby was hospitalized. The beating of people, dragging people out of their cars, their houses, smashing their windows, just really running rampant. And it seems that the best way to hold them to account is to be able to identify these agents and to be able to see their names and numbers, and then if they do violate their jobs and the rules that allegedly bind them, then they should be held to account. At the moment, there is no accountability. We've heard J.D. Vance and Stephen Miller say they can act with absolute immunity and total impunity. So, you know, this is obviously things did scale back a little after the death of Alex Preti in Minneapolis when oh my goodness, Greg Bovino, the self-styled thug leader, the commander at large of the Border Patrol, was sent back to California, and Tom Homan was sent to Minneapolis instead. But the whole situation is still not under any kind of control. Americans seem to be deeply, deeply unhappy with it. And the Democrats have said this is what they want. The Republicans are saying absolutely no way you're going to get this. And we're looking at a possible shutdown on Friday. It will only be a partial shutdown of the bodies, the agencies that are under the Department of Homeland Security's control. That would include ICE, it would include the Secret Service, it would include FEMA, and it would include the Transport Safety Authorities. So that is the partial shutdown that we could be looking at. I don't know if they will come to an agreement before Friday. We'll have to wait and see how that plays out.
Cal, Democratic leaders say that the proposal from the White House is incomplete and insufficient, you know, in terms of meeting their demands. And as Marion says, the Republicans are saying, like, this is not how you run a government. This is not how you can't make such demands when you're trying to put a budget together.
Well, yeah, meeting their demands, there's the key right there. Mm. Democrats are a minority on Capitol Hill. They're using this as extortion, as they always do. You better give us what we want, or we're going to shut down the government. The last time that happened, 43 days last year, and it didn't benefit either party. And as a matter of fact, it deepened the cynicism. Mm. I don't think this is going to go on very long, if it goes on at all. And there's just no need for it.
But do
None
you accept,
at all.
But Cal, do you accept the sort of criticisms that Marion and those on the Democratic side will make around how ICE does its business, how their agents do, they're masked, they're unidentified, there seems to be kind of willful kind of arrest without any sort of kind of proper documentation or process? Well, I mean, do you accept those criticisms?
No, we have seen in the past what doxing has done to government officials when their identity is known. Look at what happened to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's house. You had a guy stalking the house. He had a weapon. He was arrested before he could do anything. A lot of these left-wing groups put the home addresses of certain elected officials and others they don't like online. And the reason ICE is wearing those masks is to avoid against that. And by the way, they do have body cameras. And in other states, they're cooperating. The local officials are cooperating with ICE, which is enforcing federal law. Mm. Now, if the demonstrators in Minneapolis don't like the law, they should go to their elected representatives and change the law that allows undocumented illegal immigrants, over 1.2 million of them, allowed to cross the border by the Biden administration. Let them change the law and let them stay. That's the way to do it.
Mm. Marion, we know that immigration chiefs are due to testify in Congress about ICE, etc. like that. And we know among those are the head of the US Customs and Border Protection. And they're going to be asked questions about Alex Preti and Renee Good. I mean, what are we expecting out of these hearings?
Well, I'd say very little, but just to get back to Cal, I'm completely confounded by your comparison of Brett Kavanaugh, who last time I checked didn't wear a mask on the Supreme Court bench. And also, what about the right of Americans, their First Amendment rights to protest? All the Democrats seem to be doing, and it's not just Democrats who are saying this, it's all kinds of constitutional lawyers, people, judges who are appointed by Republican presidents, who are saying that the way ICE has been behaving is absolutely outrageous, and it violates all kinds of laws. All the Democrats want is to uphold the rights of citizens, all American citizens, Democratic, Republican and independent, to exercise their First Amendment rights without fear of being gassed, beaten or shot.
Cal, you'd like to respond?
Their First Amendment rights are not being violated, but when you pile up furniture in the middle of the street impeding traffic, when you yell and curse and use vulgar language against ICE agents right in their faces, when you intimidate them, when you drive cars and trucks to try to block their legitimate pursuits of arresting people who are in this country illegally, some of whom have committed crimes, then I don't think that has anything to do with legitimate protests. I'm all for legitimate protests, but they have to be peaceful and they have to be legal.
Cal, one listener says summary executions in the streets are not the law.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Summary executions, yeah.
Okay.
We can talk about that later, but you've got those two things. You've got these other people who are here illegally and who are charged with everything from sex crimes to assault to murder and others. Is your listener saying that they ought to be protected? What about the people's rights and the law-abiding people in Minnesota who don't want these people in their neighborhoods?
Cal, to that question I just asked Marion, though, in terms of these hearings, we know that the Customs and Enforcement, the ICE head and the head of the US Customs and Border Protection are going before Congress to testify. And obviously, the lawmakers are seeking to ask questions about the death of Alex Pretty and Renee Good. Are you expecting much to come from them?
Well, I expect the usual partisanship with the Democrats trying to make political points ahead of the November off-year elections and Republicans trying to defend being the law and order party. I don't think there's going to be any surprises coming out of this. It's the usual political stuff in Washington that has made Congress be very low in the polls of approval by a lot of the American people.
Marion, let's move on. The search continues for the 84-year-old mother of a US TV host, Nancy Guthrie. The mother of Today co-anchor Savannah Guthrie has been reported missing since February 1st. What's the latest?
This is a really bizarre case. This woman, she's a native of Tucson, Arizona. She was reported missing, as you said, on February 1st when she didn't show up at church, her local church where she went. Savannah Guthrie, who has a very high profile in America and is a very popular news presenter, it has to be said, she has made numerous appeals on television. Now, there was a deadline for a ransom. Apparently, there was a ransom, which the police did take seriously. That deadline passed and the official said they still hadn't identified anybody or any person of interest. Now, they have been checking in places around the 84-year-old's home. An 84-year-old woman who's missing now for 10 days, it's a cause of serious concern. They've been checking in septic tanks and wells around the area. At the moment, they haven't got any indication either way whether something has happened to her or whether she's still alive. It's an incredibly distressing time for her family.
And Calf?
There was a ransom. The ransom was meant to be paid in Bitcoin, apparently. But again, the family said they would pay it. And the FBI, I think, offered $50,000 for information about the suspected kidnappers. But nothing has yielded any information so far.
And Cal, we'll finish with Donald Trump has denounced Bad Bunny over his Super Bowl halftime show.
Well, look, I've been looking up in translation some of Bad Bunny's lyrics, and they are vile, they are vulgar, they are crude, a lot of them. They speak of women in a misogynistic way, treating them as if they were sex slaves for the pleasure of men. It's just really sad what that show was. Now, and he also had these flags in there from South American, Central American countries, which a lot of conservatives believe was an appeal to an open border. I hate this whole whole halftime show business. I think it's become too controversial. The head of the NFL is trying to make football, American football, something that other people would like. But I don't think this is the way to go. And I don't think it's ever going to replace European soccer.
Last word to you, Marion McKeown, on that.
Well, I would say, Cal, very quickly, check out Kid Rock's lyrics. They applaud and encourage underage sex with underage minors. They extol the virtues of statutory rape. And this is the wholesome guy who was offered as an alternative by Turning Point USA. I love the Bad Bunny show. I think it was all about inclusion. It was really joyful. It was completely unpolitical. In terms of production values, it was staggering. It was just, and I think that's what's setting the MAGA heads on fire, that they thought it would be some big political tirade that they could come out against. It wasn't. It was just a blindingly good show. So, tough luck.
Well, unfortunately, we will have to leave it there, but I know there's plenty of juice left in that particular argument. But my thanks to Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown for joining us here on The Last Word.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.